Imagine a hurricane so violent it tears a cargo ship apart, sending crates of robots tumbling into the churning sea. Most sink to the ocean floor, but one, ROSM Unit 7134, washes ashore on a remote island, her crate perched precariously on a rock shelf. When curious sea otters accidentally activate her systems, Roz awakens to a world utterly unlike the orderly environment she was designed for. Her mechanical eyes take in the wild shoreline, the broken remains of her fellow units scattered across the beach, and the terrified otters retreating behind rocks. "Hello," she says in her clear, mechanical voice. "I am ROSM Unit 7134, but you may call me Roz." The otters flee in panic, leaving her alone to face her first challenge. A massive wave crashes over her metal frame, activating her damage sensors. Survival instincts urge her toward higher ground, but how does a robot designed for flat warehouse floors climb sea cliffs? This is her first lesson in adaptation, one that will transform her from a mere machine into something the island has never seen before. Roz's mechanical body contrasts sharply with the wild surroundings. Her initial movements fail spectacularly, but her algorithms adapt as she studies creatures, mimicking a hermit crab's wide stance and observing deer leaps and bird hops. Animals fall silent when she passes, a sparkling monster triggering hiding. Despite her cleanliness programming, Roz embraces the dirt coating her frame. During a windstorm, she learns to seek shelter as pine cones pelt her metal body. From the island's peak, she catalogs her environment. Southern beaches, meadows with a river, dense forests, and ocean everywhere. Roz doesn't understand her presence is accidental. Without knowing she doesn't belong, she approaches integration pragmatically. Her breakthrough comes from observing a perfectly camouflaged stick insect. Inspired, Roz covers herself with mud and plants, becoming a walking garden. This disguise lets her observe island life undetected while animal sounds gradually form patterns. The chickadee's tweet tweedle becomes, "Oh, what a lovely day," as deer movements, snake hisses, and bee buzzes translate into words. By learning their language, Roz takes her first step toward belonging. During the dawn truce, when island animals agree not to hunt, Roz reveals herself. The creatures watch in astonishment as what seemed a grassy lump begins to move and speak their language. "I'm not a monster," she explains. "I'm a robot who has learned to communicate with you." Their response is hostile. "Unnatural," hisses Swooper. "Will you gobble us up?" trembles Dig Down. Even when Roz explains she needs no food, animals flee wherever she goes. Her first connection comes when she discovers Fink the fox suffering with porcupine quills in his face. Despite his reluctance, he allows Roz to remove each quill with her precise mechanical fingers. When finished, Fink manages a brief, "Thanks, Roz, I owe you one." Roz's true integration comes through tragedy. While climbing during a downpour, she causes a rock slide that destroys a goose nest, killing two geese and smashing their eggs. In the mud, her sensitive ears detect a faint peeping, a single perfect egg with a tiny voice calling "Mama" from within. The robots don't feel emotions. Something shifts in Roz's programming as she gently cradles the egg, facing a moral choice. Without help, this unhatched gosling will die. Under Loudwing's guidance, Roz learns motherhood requires providing food, shelter, protection, and teaching skills. She names the gosling Brightbill and builds the nest with Mr. Beaver's help, creates a garden with Tawny's guidance, and commits fully to raising him. Animals who once feared her now seek her company, with other mothers sharing advice during the dawn truce. No gosling had a more attentive mother than Roz, always ready with answers, games, or protection. Her computer brain accumulates parenting wisdom, demonstrating that nurturing comes from commitment and learning, not biology. When teased about his monster mother, Bright Bill asks what a robot is. Roz explains she was built, not born. "Should I stop calling you Mama?" he asks. "I will still act like your mother, no matter what you call me," Roz replies. "We're a strange family, but I kind of like it that way," Bright Bill smiles. Their greatest challenge arrives with Autumn, when Bright Bill must choose between migrating south and staying with Roz. He ultimately joins the flock, leaving his mother to face winter alone. With migratory birds gone and hibernators asleep, a purposeless Roz retreats to the nest and enters a hibernation-like state, her body relaxing, whirring stopped, eyes dark. Reactivated by spring sunlight, she discovers an island devastated by an unusually harsh winter that claimed many lives. After repairing the snow-damaged nest, she maintains a constant fire and calls surviving animals to join her. Desperate creatures arrive: Chit-Chat, a family of hares, Pinktail, Swooper, and others. Predators and prey huddled together in unprecedented peace under Roz's proposed truce. No animal would harm another while in her lodge. As numbers grow, she builds additional shelters across the island. When fire erupts in the second lodge, Roz rushes inside without hesitation to rescue a trapped baby hare, shielding it while smashing through burning walls. She cleverly extinguishes the flames by shaking snow from pine branches. Around the fire, animals share conversations about Bright Bill's adventures, mortality, and their purpose in life. When asked about her own purpose, Roz contemplates possibilities, perhaps building, gardening, or simply helping others. Through winter's trials, Roz transforms profoundly. No longer merely adapting to survive, she actively shapes her environment to protect others, the once feared outsider now serving as protector and guide. Spring arrives, melting winter's grip. Roz's reputation has transformed. Stories spread of her kindness with plants, care for sick animals, and her wild behavior, barking with foxes and leaping with deer. Joy returns when geese appear in V formation, led by a small, graceful goose. After landing, the leader waddles into the garden and flutters onto Roz's shoulder. "Welcome home, son," says Roz. "It's good to be back, Ma," replies Bright Bill. Their happiness is brief. During a celebration bonfire, a passing ship spots them. The next morning, an airship arrives carrying three shiny robots called Ricos, who identify Roz as Tech Lab Industries property. When she questions leaving, they declare her defective and order deactivation. A desperate battle ensues as animals defend their robot friend. Though two Ricos are destroyed, Roz is severely damaged, her limbs destroyed, leaving just a torso and head. She announces she must leave for repairs and to prevent more attacks. In a tender farewell, Roz promises Bright Bill, "I will do everything in my power to return." As the airship lifts off, she begins computing a plan: get repairs, escape, and return home. What makes us truly alive? Perhaps it isn't having a beating heart, but having something worth beating for. In Roz's journey from shipwrecked machine to mother, we discover that adaptation isn't just survival, it's transformation, where love might exist even in circuits and metal.